Jai Ho, you may remember it from the movie Slumdog Millionaire in 2008, directed by Danny Boyle and produced by Christian Coulson. You're listening to 90.3 Near FM. It's Northside today with myself, Johnny Holmes. I'm now joined with Prashant Shukla, CEO of Ireland India Council, to talk about India Independence Day, which is Sunday, August 15th next. Good morning, Prashant. Thanks for joining us.
Good morning, Johnny. Thank you for having me again at your show.
You're most welcome, Prashant. Firstly, just tell us briefly about the history attached to India independence from the British Empire in 1947 and the events leading up to it.
Yes, it is a long history, Johnny. Indian freedom struggle started in 1857, and that was freedom fighter Mangal Pandey, and he was in the British Army. But there was some cultural issues and revolt started within the armed forces. So at that time, from this first experience, most of the Indian soldiers in the British Army in India, they revolted and they gone up to the Bahadur Shah Jafar, who was the technically ruler of India at that time in 1857. So, and they asked him to declare the free, because when there was an armed revolt, most of the territories was under the control of Indian armed forces, Indian soldiers, and they declaring free. But the ruler, Bahadur Shah Jafar, he was not having courage to declare himself independent. And what he did actually, he informed the British forces and British government that these people are here with me. And basically then these freedom fighters was captured. And then the struggle gone on for almost 100 years. It took so much sacrifice, so many political movement. And early 1917, there's a man called Mahatma Gandhi. He joined the freedom struggle and he organized so many things. But in between, in 1882, there was a good development that some Irish people, particularly one John Hume, I think he's from Northern Ireland, he was from Northern Ireland, he initiated with the help of Indian people, political party, that is the Indian National Congress. And then later in 1912 or so, Mahatma Gandhi joined that political party. He came back from South Africa and he led the freedom movement. And initially, Mahatma Gandhi's point of view, there is no partition, because British strategy was to divide the country in two, and Indian leadership was not agreeing. But when British was successful, Gandhi accepted the partition, and before and immediately after independence in 1947, world has seen the mass immigration from one part to another part, that is a historic movement of people or displacement of people recorded in history. And there was some unrest between Hindus and Muslims, but Mahatma Gandhi did his best to control the sectarian violence. But ultimately, on 15th of August 1947, India became independent, and we had a huge connections from Ireland, that there was a close coordination and support from Ireland for Indian freedom struggle and after independence as well.
Okay, thank you for that, Prashant. And how is India Independence Day celebrated normally, I say normally, pre-pandemic in India?
Yes, normally it is a national holiday like St. Patrick's Day in Ireland, and every school, college, community groups and others, civil society as well, they celebrate as a holiday of freedom. And at national level, the Prime Minister of India, he do a flag hoisting at Lal Killa. That is a historical building and fort. Basically, that was occupied by the Bahadur Shah Jafar, and now it become the symbol of freedom. So every year on 15th of August, Indian Prime Minister deliver a speech, particularly outline their work of the government, what they did in the whole year, and what is their actually program for governance for the next 1 year or more. And national parade, celebration, so these are the normal time festivity celebration. But due to pandemic, the national event will be, celebrated as it is always. But most of other events this year will be celebrated virtually.
Oh, okay. And how are things in India at the moment in terms of the pandemic?
In terms of pandemic, it is, bit controlled. But people are talking that the third wave is coming, and is still the number of actually the infection ranging from 30,000 to 50,000 people getting infection every day. People are dying. But you remember in the month of March and April and May, there was a huge wave of second wave in India, and we are very thankful for Irish support that almost 10 load of aircraft Ireland sent aid with oxygen concentrators and other equipments and PPE. So yes, we are in the middle of pandemic, and we are hoping that soon, once the majority of population is vaccinated, maybe we will have another freedom.
Prashant, tell us about the significance of India flag and its emblem as well.
The Indian flag is very similar to Irish flag. It has three colors, and only difference is it is horizontal. And in the middle, we have Ashok Chakra, that is the emblem. It is a 24-spoke wheel in navy blue in its center. It was adopted in the present form during the meeting of the Constituent Assembly on 22nd July 1947. So that's the Indian flag.
Okay, and the Indian national anthem, Jana Gana Mana. Tell us about the meaning behind it.
The Jana Gana Mana is basically, the praise of the landscape, states and people of India. So it demonstrates all the states and their people.
Okay, And in your view, Prashant, tell us about any similarities you find between Irish and Indian cultures.
Similarities, the first one, both Irish and Indian, they are family-oriented people. They are friendly towards actually any culture or tradition, and, kind of happy people. So, lot of similarities. And most of Indian people, they speak English, and Irish also speak English. So, that is a common communication mode between the people of our two countries.
Yes, and in fact, the Irish language is quite similar to Hindi.
Absolutely, quite similar to Sanskrit, and Sanskrit is known as the mothers of languages. The numbers actually in Gaelic are very similar with the numbers in Hindi or Sanskrit. So that's another similarity, and I often wonder how actually thousands of kilometers away, India and Ireland, they have linguistic similarities. I have no answer how that developed.
So India Day this year in Dublin will take place on the day itself, Sunday 15th of August. How is it going to be celebrated? Tell us more.
Yes, India Day actually is started in Ireland in 2015. And until pandemic, we were hosting it in person in Farmley House and Estate. And every year, almost 8,000 to 10,000 people, they were attending it, in person. And there's a huge interest, and people from all over Ireland, I think from each and every county, they travel to Dublin and they attend. And not only Indians, but Irish people and people from other communities as well. But we have started a kind of virtual event. It is a hybrid event. Only a few people organized it, and with the physical presence. And then we broadcast and live stream at various channels live. So this year, again, it is on 15th of August. And the focus is about our political connection. So Cam Corla, Honorable Sean O'Farrell agreed to open it, and then we are going to be joined by number of Lord Mayor and mayors of various counties. So we will have that ceremonial session from 11:30 a.m. and then we are going to have a scientific session from 2 p.m. and we are going to have a number of cultural presentations from the dance, songs, music, and we are going to have a literary discussions as well on this India Day. But the people will miss Indian food, which we normally have on India Day each year. But I'm encouraging that a number of Indian restaurants and takeaways, I believe, are open. So if people really want to enjoy, then they can actually order these Indian food.
Well, I have to say it all sounds very professional. There must be an outstanding team handling all of this, you know, the software and live streams and channels and so on.
Yes, we are going to have a team of actually number of professionals. Then we have a steering committee and a number of people who have the experience from the life and profession. They are guiding the team. So yes, we are going to have a wonderful virtual celebration of the 7th India Day celebration in Ireland.
Right, so we leave it there for today. Unless, of course, anything else you'd like to mention?
Yes, and this year it is a 75th anniversary of Indian independence as well. So it is more significant in that way. And all the information about India Day is available and will be updated on our websites. That is www.indiaday.ie and another website, www.irelandindiacouncil.ie as well.
Okay, so that's indiaday.ie or irelandindiacouncil.ie. Prashant, thank you very much again for joining us today. Always great talking with you. Good luck with everything on the 15th and all the very best. Do take care.
Thank you, Johnny. Thank you for having me at your show. Thank you.
You're most welcome. Now, that was Prashant Shukla, CEO of Ireland India Council, talking about India Independence Day and India Day 2021 celebrations in Dublin.